Good morning, Lean Story.
Hey, are you ready for your vacation?
More than ready.
Oh, my God. When do you leave, Saturday or tomorrow?
And ready to go. Seriously, our suitcases are already all packed. Just the toiletries need to be thrown in.
Dang.
We don't actually fly out till Saturday.
Now, when do you leave?
Saturday.
Saturday morning or?
At noon.
Noon. Is it direct?
No, nothing is direct.
That's so annoying. Prayers for you. That you get there.
I'm actually glad that we don't, right now, that we're not in a big airport that we can fly direct because we don't have to worry about TSA lines here.
Right. Either do we here. I know. Yeah, that's for sure.
My niece and her husband, though, that are meeting us there, they are flying out of Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they live in North
Atlanta's
Georgia.
The nightmare, correct?
Yeah. So they fly out. I think their flight's at like 8:30 or something like that in the morning on Saturday.
Okay.
So they're going to have to be at the airport at like 4:30 a.m.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's miserable.
4 hours. They're saying it's like 4 or 5 hours.
You think it's true? You're going to have to let me know if that's true. I don't know.
I've been following this.
Oh, really?
For people who are SkyMiles members.
Yeah.
Delta. There's a SkyMiles Life Facebook group that Delta puts up for SkyMiles members, and
okay.
they have a thread on there every day for people to give their updates and their experiences. So it's actual people that are posting times and stuff. And some of them are not as bad as it makes it out to be, but then some of them are it just depends on when you're flying.
Right. Okay.
And when they're flying is when it's the early time, like the priority line isn't open yet, like the sky priority line won't be open yet when they have to go through, so they'll have to go through a longer longer line. And
So
they actually booked a hotel next to the airport
because they have to be there so early. Okay,
yep.
Gosh.
Yep, that way they don't have to drive from home because it's probably like an hour, close to an hour
drive. Okay,
that makes sense.
That makes sense.
They're pretty stressed.
I know.
It'll take us 5 minutes.
Oh, I know, right? You'll get right through. Yeah.
I went to Florida this last time.
Yeah.
Because this was already going on. Granted, it wasn't this as bad because it was just the beginning of it. But when I left Florida the last time, I had 3 hours to waste when I got there because I allowed myself that much extra time. For traffic because I always allow extra driving time because it's a two-hour drive to the airport.
Okay.
And I have to drive on the turnpike, and that turnpike, invariably there's always accidents and backups and stuff. So I always add extra like 45 minutes of driving time.
Yeah.
And then, you're supposed to be there 2 hours, before your flight leaves. And I'm like, well, I better be there a little bit before that because what if the TSA lines are super long? And 30 minutes. In 30 minutes from the moment I stepped out of my rental car until I was sitting in the Sky Club with a drink in my hand.
Oh, my God.
It was 30 minutes.
Now, which airport was this?
Orlando.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, that was good.
It was great.
That's for sure. Oh, my God.
Except I was kind of getting bored, but I had 3 hours to kill.
Right,
I had Sky Club access, but, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, right. Yeah, that. So, and then where does your mom live? What part of Florida?
She lives in Ocala.
Okay, gotcha. And that's 2 hours from the airport is what you were saying.
It's about an hour and 35 minutes or so.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. And you had a rental car, I assume, you said? Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Now, you don't do a rental when you go to Vegas, no.
No, we'll rent a car for a day from the hotel.
Okay.
The hotel. There's most of the resort hotels have a rental counter inside the hotel.
Oh, okay.
And have a few rental cars there.
We're gonna
venture out on Monday. We're gonna drive down to Hoover Dam and then over to Valley of Fire.
Okay. Well, that'll
so,
be cool.
But just for the day. So we'll check out the rental car like at 7 a.m. and then we'll return it when we
yeah.
get back about probably 8.
Right.
So.
Oh, man, that's super convenient.
Yeah,
to get
it's only
from
like
the hotel.
$120.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
worth it. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
because cool.
I would not want to have to go to the airport and go to the rental car counter and, you know, do all that.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Annoying, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's too much. So
yeah,
it's,
I agree.
And then you don't have to, you know, worry about parking a car in the parking ramp and all that
mm-hmm.
jazz.
Right,
so
right.
It's just
yeah.
much nicer just to be picked up at the airport.
That's
you know,
right.
Pop in an Uber and go to your hotel. And then when you want to go somewhere, you just rent the car for the day.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Cool, cool. Now, your niece, she's been there before?
Yeah, we've been there with them several times, but she's never been out of the city.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we're like, let's get you out of the city this time. Let's go do something.
Let's go
not,
see other things. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do something different
yeah.
for a day.
Right, right. Okay. Now, do you guys gamble, or what do you guys do? Shows?
Oh, we'll play slot machines.
Yeah.
We'll go to a couple things. We're gonna go to the Neon Museum this time. We've never
okay.
done that before.
Okay.
So we have dinner reservations at Oscar's Steakhouse down
okay.
you know down on Fremont Street.
Uh-huh.
That's like a really old historic restaurant, I guess.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go there. We've never been there before.
Okay.
And going to the Neon Museum. And there's like this interactive like digital kind of art museum there that's new.
Uh-oh.
And the people that I've talked to that have gone to it have said it's incredible. But it's like you're almost inside these
mm-hmm.
live these paintings. Like
oh, okay.
Yeah. And like they even have like scents and stuff that go along with
yeah.
it to like, you know, it like activates all your senses when you're so we're doing that.
Okay.
And then we're gonna go to the Wizard of Oz shows at the Sphere.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, most people I've talked to said it's incredible.
I was like, so I get motion sickness, so I was wondering, like, I'm not that annoying.
My knee.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you just, you know, put one of those patches on your arm.
You better tell her.
Oh,
because
they
know my cousin. Oh, she does. Okay, my cousin
yeah.
went, and he said, yeah, it's a little bit because, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, let's see how she does. You'll have to let me know.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And are you doing any concerts? Is there
anybody
there?
No concerts this
okay.
time.
Okay.
Just that.
Okay.
And then we're going to we have a dinner reservation for the, I can't think of the name of it. It's in the Bellagio. It's the Mayfair Supper Club.
Okay.
So
okay.
it's like a dinner show.
Yeah.
Like they have, you know, dancers and stuff like the Vegas.
Now, what's
dancers.
Your favorite thing you've done there, like, that you just love?
We go for the food.
Okay.
I mean, we've been to some good concerts there, but I don't know. Nothing. Not one thing in particular.
Nothing was
wow. Yeah, I like to try to do new things every time I go.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe this time will be your wow.
Maybe. I mean, we've done, you know, we went to the Sphere one time before. Fred and I, we went to that Postcards from Earth show, and that was pretty incredible.
Okay.
I think my favorite hotel so far that I've stayed at is the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty cool. But we had a pretty swanky room. They gave us a free upgrade. We got in really
Ooh.
Late, and they gave us a room. We did have a room with a balcony reserved, but they gave us a fancier one.
Okay.
So it was like almost like a little suite. It had a little
yeah.
living area, and then you know your bedroom, and but the balcony was overlooking the Bellagio fountains.
Okay.
And that was pretty cool, and it had a Japanese soaking tub with a big window that overlooked the fountains.
Ooh, okay. So where are you
so
staying
far,
this
time?
So far,
that was my favorite. We're staying at the Aria this time. We've never
okay.
stayed there before.
Okay. All right.
So, but we've stayed at the Bellagio. We've stayed at the Wynn.
Okay.
The Venetian.
So why aren't you staying at that place that you liked?
Oh, because my niece and her husband would never pay that kind of hotel room rate.
Oh, gotcha.
No, they had.
Well, okay.
Well, we've always talked about staying at the Aria, and that's been one of Jennifer's like places that she's really wanted to stay. And I want to stay there. I've never stayed there before.
Okay,
and,
gotcha.
But they had a comp room offer for it. So
lucky them.
So then I'm like, well, I'm gonna splurge and get the corner tower suite. So there
How
you go.
How much is it a night there?
It depends on, obviously it depends on when you're going, but like the corner suite, I think was like $400 a night.
Okay.
We had an offer though.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Not horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, expensive, but not like, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta enjoy it, you know?
Exactly. That's what I said. You know what? This is our only vacation, real vacation this year. So we're just going to splurge and get a fancy hotel room.
There you go.
Well, in that way, too, we have a place to hang out.
Yeah, right. Right.
With them, and visits and stuff.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, that'll be fun. Excited for you. So is it a busy time or because of spring break or... Not
in
so
Vegas?
Much.
Well,
yeah.
It's March Madness right now, so yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
We didn't really think about that.
Okay.
But then I did that one time before. It was like one of the first times that him and I just up and went to Vegas kind of on a whim.
Yeah.
We just really wanted to get out of town. And back then, you could get super cheap flights direct from Minot on Allegiant. And you still can, but they're not super cheap anymore.
Mm.
But I don't like to fly Allegiant because... if something happens and your flight gets canceled, in this day and age, back then they didn't cancel flights very often, but now,
flights
get canceled all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, Allegiant only flies in and out of here twice a week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if something happens and you get delayed, then
it's
you're
true.
Screwed.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any other options. With Delta, they fly in and out of Minot, four times a day.
Right, yeah.
Every day, so we have options if something... if there was a delay.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Yeah, so when we're meeting somebody or having, a concert ticket or something like that, we don't like to chance it. So
yeah, that makes
plus,
sense.
Plus, Allegiant seats are terribly uncomfortable.
Really? Oh, I hear that it is uncomfortable. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So we don't do that anymore. But back then we did, and we went. We had a comp night offer at the MGM Grand, and so we hopped on there and went to the MGM, and that was like a fun time. And then we won a bunch of money, so we were cool, let's come back. So we bought concert tickets to go see Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
And then they decided to meet us there, so that was our first Vegas trip together. But that was quite a number of years ago.
Yeah.
But it was during March Madness, and it was weird because, we checked into the hotel, and we're, walking around, walking around inside the MGM, and we're just, looking at each other like, there's, barely any women here.
Oh.
It was, all guys. All guys in, their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And we were just like, this is so bizarre.
Right. Yeah.
But it was March Madness. It was, the height of March Madness.
Oh, jeez.
It was funny.
That is funny. And your store will be closed, or so you said someone's working? Okay.
No, we'll be closed.
Okay.
We don't leave and have people work ever.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
It's just stressful.
To worry about it. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we don't do it.
Yeah. That's
plus. Then all of this stuff piles up, and people expect it to be, ready for them as soon as you get back, and it's you come home, and then you're stressed when you.
Yeah.
You stress when you leave, and you stress when you're coming back, and then you worry about it all the time that you're gone, and it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
People will understand.
Yeah. And if they don't, too bad.
Exactly.
Oh,
if they
want
to be that way, then I don't want them as my customer anyway.
Right. That's for sure. Well, all right. Well, have fun. Oh,
yep. And I'll send that other lab-grown cushion back tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Talk to you later. Have fun. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.